people want to hear about literacy. And I talk about books, I talk about writing, I talk about what literacy has done for me. I was not someone with a lot of education, but I loved reading as a child, and I loved books. And I've made my life writing books.
It is really quite fascinating that you've become an award-winning writer, and yet yourself, in the fact sheet that I was given, your father was an illiterate man, and you became a writer, and later you actually dropped out of high school.
What made me drop out was a combination of things. I projected my future, what that future would be, and I didn't see much going for myself. I was, I didn't have an appreciation of what being bright was. You know, I just didn't know. I just didn't see much of a future for myself because my family could not afford to send me to college. That was very clear. My dad was a janitor. My mom, when she worked, did clean people's apartments. So they couldn't afford to send me to college. And I thought, in my 15-year-old wisdom, if I can't go to college, what kind of a chance do I have? And so I dropped out. And I was discouraged, but now I'm trying to use that experience in understanding other young people.
Let's take a pause right here and talk a little bit more about your youth. You were born in West Virginia, but you were raised in Harlem. And you felt a little bit of embarrassment reading books in front of your peers. You didn't want to be seen with books.
Well, of course, My environment was not particularly book friendly, as it's not particularly book friendly today. Very often, kids will discourage other kids, especially boys. Boys will discourage other boys from reading, and especially in the inner city. So when you have these kids who are discouraged in life generally, they don't want to see other kids particularly succeeding. So it's it comes around to the point in which it creates an atmosphere of not reading. So when I go to juvenile prisons in particular, I see kids who will laugh at other kids who read, although if the book is right, you know, they are interested.
One of the things you did when you were younger, due to this embarrassment, you would go to the library. You didn't stop going to the library, but you would go to the library with a paper bag, and you would put the books in a paper bag so that kids wouldn't see it. But you didn't stop, and that says something about you. What should young people draw from your experience that you didn't let this kind of embarrassment stop you and the teasing stop you from pursuing reading?
What kids need very much are role models, the idea of what's really plausible. When you say to a 12-year-old or 11-year-old that reading will do something for you, they might nominally agree, but very often they don't really believe it's going to happen to them. So when I walk into a school and I give kids my background, or kids have read my background, they look at me and they want to say, well, who is this guy? And look, he looks a little bit like us and he has the same kind of background, but clearly he's done well with his life. And said, well, if this guy can be successful, maybe I can.